Best obtain 174.
Epistle of John, 2 John and verse 12, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. 3 John, verse 13, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. A verse in Exodus 25, verse 21. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. Verse 22. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Exodus 33, verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh upon unto his friend. Another verse in Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, if the Lord will make thyself known, myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And one last verse before I comment in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. What encouraged me to come up was Brother Dave's prayer and talking about the lips of the Lord, you know, that Moses had and his privilege of speaking face to face, mouth to mouth with the Lord. And And he saw Moses, the Lord spoke with him as with a friend. And he saw a similitude of the Lord. He expressed it face to face. But later on in chapter 33 of Exodus, God says, no man can see my face and live. So he was hid in the cleft of the rock, and he could see the Lord from behind. He couldn't see his face. Now, when we come to the New Testament, we see through a glass darkly, but then shortly we will see face to face. You know, Moses was a privileged man in the Old Testament. And we read in the Gospels the words of the Lord that said, of those that were born of woman, there was no greater than John the Baptist. But the lesser in the kingdom of God was greater than he. And I believe that refers to the position that God has brought us into, to the work of the Lord Jesus. We had that verse yesterday in Romans chapter 8. And those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. We have this privilege that we've been brought into through the Lord Jesus, that are a privilege that's greater than anything comparable in the Old Testament. Sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. God is our Father. And so we had these verses from the Apostle John. He wrote three epistles, one gospel, and the book of Revelation. Yet the scriptures repeat to us in the second and third epistle, he had much more that he would have wanted to communicate. And he was going to say that, speak to that face to face. And it's encouraged me to consider the ministry of the Spirit of God. You know, there are extremes that we find in Christianity. I was talking with Brother Tim Ruga about something called, Sola Scriptura, and they're very attached to just the Scriptures and do away with the Spirit. And you have the other extreme that does away with the Scriptures and does all sorts of things, supposedly, in the power of the Spirit of God. And these are extremes that are not in conformity with what we have as a teaching in the Word of God. But there's this realm of liberty that belongs to us as sons of God, the liberty to enter into the holiest any time in the presence of God Himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we talked about that yesterday with someone. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul says, Second Corinthians 12 and 2. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God know it. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God know it. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, obviously, the Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel, a particular servant of the Lord, and has been mentioned, he's one of the greatest missionaries, not the greatest missionary, for the cause of the gospel and the glory of the Lord Jesus. But he was a man in Christ. It's because he was in Christ that he could be taken up into the third heaven. He didn't know it was in body or just in spirit. But because he was in Christ, he had access. He had liberty to be introduced in the presence of God Himself. And I believe, dear one, this afternoon, that every one of us here who are in Christ, we have the same liberty. When the Lord Jesus comes, He's going to change our bodies, and He's going to introduce us into the Father's house in the presence of God Himself. And the work of the Lord Jesus is so complete and sufficient that these mortal bodies that we live in, that give us so many struggles, in a twinkling of an eye, can be changed. No more effect, power of sin, no more presence of sin, be conformed to His glorious body. Like that. That's being in Christ. And when we are ushered into the presence of God Himself, comfortable there. We have a divine nature. Christ is fitted for heaven, of course. And so are you and I. But we're on the earth, you know, and we have that verse in 1 Peter chapter 4. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. Now, in the Old Testament, they referred to the oracle. Now, really, it was the holiest of holies. That's from where the communications of God came. And Moses, he would get it firsthand, you know, get it from the Lord himself and then share it with the people. What about you and I? Can we get it firsthand? Did Moses have greater privileges than you and I have? I don't believe so. We have greater privileges. Now, I'm going to go to a meeting, if I'm going to go to take a gospel meeting, or somebody would ask me to take an address, or I could do one of two things, perhaps. Pray, of course, I would pray. But I could go to my library. Very, a lot of good writings, good ministry. And I could fill my mind and my heart with things that I've read in my library. And then I could share that to much profit, I believe, to the saints of God. I believe that. Or I could get in the presence of God himself, freely, come into his presence, and get from him what he would have me speak about. What he would want to fill my heart with to share with another. And so I do believe, dear ones, that we have the greatest privilege ever offered to a human being on the face of the earth right now. To come boldly in the presence of God without fear. The holiest we enter in perfect peace with God. And it's all because of the Lord Jesus and the gift of the Father. And I believe if we avail ourselves of this privilege, I'm the first one to have to take this to heart, that we'll be able to speak, to communicate to others what comes from the heart of God himself. That's what the oracles of God is speaking for God. What would God want to tell us? Well, he would want to tell us about his Son, doesn't he? He wants us to be established in what we have in Christ. That we would avail ourselves of the privileges that are ours and use them. We have access to God by faith. That's, the door is open. Do we come? A word for each one of us, young or old. Can God speak through a young brother? Why not? He's been in the presence of the Lord. He's as free to go in the presence of the Lord as the gray-haired ones. And get from the Lord something laid on his heart from God himself. And God, in his sovereign grace and greatness and mercy, can use human lips to communicate his heart. Is that true? I believe it's true. Is it happening? I trust it is. Could it happen more? I'm sure it could. So I've enjoyed this thought here in 2nd and 3rd John, that there was much more to be shared and enjoyed. And so God has, not that we want to add to the scriptures, not my thought at all. But we need to have timely ministry. We need to have the thoughts of the Lord for us in the times that we're going through right now. Getting darker and darker. And if I went to my library and read ministry from the past century, very good ministry. I'm not criticizing that at all, not in any measure. But the times were different. And perhaps God has much for us now, for these prayers, through his word, of course, by his spirit. That we could be hearing, and I trust we are at times, and often, those things that come from the very heart of God. So the apostle Paul, a man in Christ, was taken up into the third heaven. He heard things, and I'm not sure exactly how to interpret what he did here. But you and I, we can go in the presence of the Lord in the third heaven, and we can hear things too. Enjoy things from the heart of our Father. Establish our soul, rest our souls in a finished work. You know, we're reading Romans chapter 8. We'd be surprised at the percentage of true believers that are ignorant of the truth in these first 8 chapters. Why is that? There's so much being said about the scriptures. And why aren't the souls established in the basic truth? Well, perhaps because the Lord doesn't have ears to listen to what's coming out of his lips for the time that we're living in. So I just want to encourage you there once. I don't want to take much time. I think I've been long enough to share with you that privilege that we have right now. You know, it says in Numbers chapter 12 that Miriam and Aaron, they spoke against Moses, and they used their lips themselves. And that was their own thoughts, you know. And it's a little play on words, but Miriam got leprosy, you know. It was leprosy, but it's leprosy. And I would put you in, just watch that leprosy, you know. Because imagine the same lips that can communicate the oracles of God can criticize those through whom the Lord is speaking. I remember a dear brother in the Lord. He's with the Lord now. And the first time I heard him, I didn't like his voice. And the Lord kind of had to talk to me. He says, never mind the voice. Listen to what he's saying. And when I listened to what he's saying, oh, that was the Lord speaking to me and to others too, you know. God could use your lips, my lips. He can do that. We can use our lips too. But let's not be like Miriam and Aaron and have leprosy pronounced upon us. That our lips would be filled with praise and adoration like we had this morning. To be in the presence of God himself and the Lord Jesus. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be there physically. As we were this morning, spiritually. To see him face to face. And to worship him as he is worthy. We can do that now without having seen him with our eyes. So just to encourage us, dear ones, to, if we want to speak in the oracles of God, we have to come in the presence of God and listen to what he has for us and for others. And then we'll be able to minister mouth to mouth to one another. But he'll be coming from the heart of God himself.